This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Rod Becker, Todd Maxwell, Tim Sutton, tonight's officials. Southwestern in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the green and the gold. Piasaw Birds in gold lettering across the front with the green numerals. Gillespie in the road, black uniforms trimmed in the orange and the white. Gillespie in white lettering across the front of the road. Blacks, and the tap is won by Link, and the Miners will get it to start. Into the hands of Tristan Wargo. Man-to-man defense for the Birds here as Wargo will work left side of the key. Works back right side now, just dribbling between the left and right side of the top of the key. Now he gets it off left wing into the hands of Ubelt. Bryan dribble drive. He's going to be tied up down there by Robinson. And the Birds will get it on the arrow. So a nice defensive possession to start for Southwestern as Colin Robinson was there on the weak side to cut off the penetration from Ubelt. A lot of the Southwestern kids wearing the black chin straps tonight. For Gillespie, a mixture of the blue and the black chin straps here at the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament. Now between the circles with Cooley. In the corner it goes to Robinson. He holds left corner, looking inside, wasn't there, kicks it out to Gage. Lane dribble drive, lost it, and on the scrum we'll get a jump ball tie up, and this time it goes over to Gillespie. So two possessions, two jump balls. And the Birds will show a little bit of full court pressure here. Southwestern beat Gillespie back on December 10th by 4. It was here at the pit. 50-46 was the final. And it goes to Wargo. He lost the handle, saved underneath by Baglin. And the Miners can reset with Ubelt. Here's Link. Had it stripped out of there, but Wargo tracks it down on the sideline. Now Tristan dribble drive, and he's stripped up. First foul of the ball game coming on the Piasaw Birds. And they're going to get, let's see, is it Strobeck? Yes. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners. Link gets it into Oberg, fell off the window, rattled out, no good. Great look, just didn't stay down. Rebound to Gillespie and Ubelt. Check that rebound down to Gage and the Piasaw Birds. Southwestern, the home team here tonight at Gillespie facing the Miners. Of course, the home side of the scoreboard here says Miners, so that'll be a little confusing. In the right corner it goes. Gage didn't catch it cleanly. Now he corrals it, but he's got Oberkfell all over him. Drives baseline, bounce pass, foul line, jump shot off the heel, too strong for Cooley, and the rebound down to the Miners and Brian Ubelt. Ubelt being checked in the backcourt there by Robinson. Now he will hand it off to Wargo, and Tristan comes across the timeline. On the bounce with the right hand between the circles. Works to the right wing. Brings it back top of the key now with Cameron Link. Cameron Link hit a walk-off buzzer beater three-pointer against Stone at that Carlinville Holiday Tournament that sent the Miners into dogpile mode. Here's Ubelt on the attack with the left hand. Floats it up and in from the heart of the lane. And the game's first bucket to the Miners. And they will keep the Miners score on the home side of the board under Miners. But they are wearing the road black uniforms. Out front with Strobeck. He leaves it for Cooley. Down it goes to Bullion. He's double-teamed. Gets it off to Gage. Back into the hands of Carson Cooley. He leaves it off for Strobeck. Back to Cooley. Carson, one dribble, pulled up. Doesn't pull the trigger, though. Dumps it off in the corner to Gage. Good defense here by the Miners. They're really moving. In a zone piece. They're not giving Southwestern a look. Now on the attack, Strobeck, and he's going to be blocked and fouled. The foul on Gillespie will be whistled on Colin Oberkfell. And a substitution at the table. Rocky Darr going to check in. 5'10 sophomore replacing Colin Robinson. Baseline out of bounds for the Birds. It'll be Darr to throw it in. Gets it in near corner to Bullion. Top of the key it goes. Now right back left wing to Cooley. He wants the three ball. Missed it off the right side. Offensive rebound though to Strobeck as he crashed the glass hard. Outworked a couple of black shirts there. Here's Cooley, leaves it for Rocky Darr. Back to Cooley, right back to Darr goes on the right wing. Rocky, dribble drive baseline, cut off. He's in trouble, trapped, bounce pass gets it away to Cooley. Carson now left wing with Strobeck. Here's Gage for a three, too strong out of the right corner. Rebound up high is Carson Cooley, and he's fouled. Well, he just wanted that basketball more than Wargo and Oberkfell right there. Foul on Gillespie, their second. But we're going to call the foul on Southwestern. Oh, Jason Darr doesn't like it. They'll get Cooley with the personal. Jason Darr doesn't like it one bit, and I got to say that happened on the end of the floor right in front of my broadcast position. And Jason Darr has a legit gripe on that one. 4:43 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leading 2-0. And they have the basketball. And it goes to Obergefell. Pass up the sideline to Baglin. He gets it off to Ubelt on the left wing. Cut off there by Darr. Rocky jars it loose, and it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Southwestern. So Gillespie ball in the front court. They will trigger right in front of the Southwestern bench. Not much room on the sidelines down here. They don't have the old restraining line like they did back in the day. But when you take it out, if you got too big of a shoe size, you might not fit. Here's Wargo, right wing. Goes behind his back. Darr stays right with him. Check that. That was Strobeck on the defense. Ubelt tries to knife through. Had it stripped away by Darr. A headlong dive, and the ball bounced off his chin. That didn't feel good. And it's going to be Southwestern ball. Lane Gage going to check out for the Birds. Charlie Darr will come in, 6'1 senior. When I got the starting five from Jason Darr, he said, and that will be the first group of kids that we play. He said, we might play 12 tonight. So we approach the midway point of the opening quarter, 2-0. Gillespie with the lead. Southwestern has the ball. Here's Darr. In the corner it goes to Charlie Darr. Right back to Rocky. High post feed with the bounce pass to Bullion. He'll leave it for Cooley, open for three. Too strong. Over the edge of the backboard, out of bounds off of Southwestern and Charlie Darr. Substitutions for Gillespie now. Bryce Boos will check in, a 6'1 sophomore, and Bryce Hansbein, a 6'4 sophomore, onto the floor. 3:55 for the first quarter of play, and we're going to get our mask timeout. 3:55 for the opening quarter. Gillespie leads Southwestern 2-0. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit for the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament boys quarterfinal. Gillespie leading Southwestern 2-0, 3:55 for the opening quarter. We'll have girls quarterfinal play coming up next, North Mac and Southwestern. That game will be live from Ben Gill Elementary at 7:30 here on FM 106.1. Gary Boker will have the call. Halftime score from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Gateway Legacy leading Hillsboro 31-27 at the half. Gillespie has the ball on the inbounds, facing full court pressure following the mask timeout. Hansbein in the backcourt, middle of the floor, goes to Boos. Bryce Boos, top of the key, leaves it back now for Wargo. Tristan Wargo puts it between his legs, works back right side, leaves it on the bounce for Boos. Down on the block it goes to Link, finds a slashing Hansbein. Bryce muscles it up, left it short though, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Nice offensive set, the Miners just didn't convert it. Here's Strobeck. Leaves it back for Rocky Darr. On the bounce pass into the hands of Strobeck on the right wing. Gillespie in a 2-3 zone. Down it goes on the block to Bullion. Middle of the lane, Cooley kicks it out. Charlie Darr open for three. Yes. That gets Southwestern on the board and in the lead, 3-2. We've played 5 minutes opening quarter. In the backcourt, Boos, and he just got an elbow on Strobeck right there. Strobeck was up in his grill with the defense, and Bryce Boos loose with the elbows there. His first, team's third. If this was college of the NBA, they'd be going to the monitor to discuss if that was a flagrant one foul. Be a common foul here. He comes right out of the ball game, and he'll be replaced by Gavin Griffith. With Strobeck's defense, he was right up in the shorts of Boos, and Bryce obviously didn't like it, but that's not how you create the space. Now to go down as Gillespie's second turnover as well. 3-2, Birds lead with the ball, 2:50 for the first quarter. Here's Bullion, high post. Puts it on the deck, leaves it out to Charlie Darr. Back into the hands of Carson Cooley. Off to Strobeck. Here's Rocky Darr. Fakes the three, one dribble, pulls up way too strong left baseline. The air ball went right to Charlie Darr, then he couldn't handle it cleanly, and it'll be out of bounds over to Gillespie. 2:34 for the first quarter of play. Staunton beat Mount Olive earlier tonight, 33-28. That's the 7 seed over the 2 seed, but the seeds don't matter in this tournament. They're all the same. Wargo on the attack, contact, good no call there. Play on, rebound down to Southwestern. Here comes Strobeck, leaves it off for Cooley. North Mac's the 1 seed, and then the rest of the other 6 teams, they're all about the same. Here's Charlie Darr, 2 in a row, nope. left it a little short out of the left corner. Rebound down to Ubelt for Gillespie. Brian Ubelt brings it into the front court. Dumps it down to Cameron Link in the right baseline. Off to Hansbein. One dribble, pulls up from 14, too strong. And the rebound down to Charlie Darr. He gets it off to Cooley. Now Southwestern will slow it up with Rocky Darr bringing it into the front court. 100 seconds for the opening quarter. 3-2 our score. Southwestern with the lead and the ball. In the corner with Charlie Darr. Right back to Rocky it goes. Rocky surveys the floor. In the corner with Charlie now. Right back to Rocky it goes. 90 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Cooley. Off to Strobeck. Right back to Carson. Birds swing it. Top of the key looking for Bullion. The pass a little bit long and turned over. Here come the Miners with Cameron Link. Hesitation bounce on Cooley. All the way to the rim. Layup is good for Cameron Link. Nothing Carson Cooley could do about that. Link too big and too strong. 4-3, Gillespie with the lead. Here's Darr out at the volleyball spike line. Rocky brings it back between the circles. Now on the bounce pass, leaves it for Cooley. Return pass to Rocky in the corner to Charlie. Thought about the three, right back to Rocky it goes. Here's Charlie Darr now in the left corner. Surveys right back to Rocky Darr. 43 seconds for the first quarter. Charlie's going to trigger it again. Left that one short. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Wargo. Tristan wants to push. Bounced the ball off of his foot. Picked up by Cooley. Carson up and down for the easy deuce. Wargo tried to do a little bit too much too fast that time. Another steal by Cooley on the spin. Missed the tough layup. And it's going to be all long to Gillespie. Miners fortunate there as Cooley came up with the steal off the inbounds pass. And then he spun on the left side of the rim, went under the rim, and tried to get it off the right side but couldn't get it to go. Substitutions now for Gillespie. Colin Obergefell returns and onto the floor, Caden Obergefell. And you can tell him apart now because Caden's got his head shaved. And he comes in and turns the ball over. Picked up by Strobeck. Bounce pass to Cooley, and he is fouled. So Gillespie has turned the ball over here multiple possessions in a row. And it will give Southwestern the ball on the baseline. Fourth team foul on the Miners. They get Caden Obergefell with the personal. Birds get it in off the baseline. Here's Strobeck right wing. 10 seconds for the quarter. 5-4. Southwestern with the lead. Here's Cooley. Off to Strobeck. High post to Bullion with three. Bird's got to get it off. That's deep for Cooley and no good. 8 minutes in the books here from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament in a boys' quarterfinal. After one quarter of play, it is Southwestern 5, Gillespie 4. Back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit at Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI FM 106.1. We welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Piasaw Birds lead Gillespie 5-4. Southwestern gets it to start the second quarter. Here's Bullion, takes the high post feed at the foul line, puts it on the deck, had it stripped from behind by Wargo, out of bounds off of Southwestern. And over to Gillespie it goes. Miners on the floor. They have Colin Obergefell, Cameron Link, Tristan Wargo, Brian Ubelt, and Joseph Baglin as that pass is thrown away in the backcourt. And again, Gillespie having trouble with Southwestern's full court pressure. On the floor for the Birds, Hank Bullion, Colin Robinson, Carson Cooley. Checking in right now is Ryan Lois. He will replace Strobeck. And set to trigger it in for the Birds is Lane Gage. Right in front of the Gillespie bench, gets it in to Cooley. Between the circles, off to Gage. Into the heart of the lane to Bullion on the baseline with Lois. Into the hands of Cooley, high post with Hank Bullion now. Hank puts it on the deck, cut off. They swing it left side with Cooley. Skip pass right side of the floor to Lane Gage. Lane attacks, hangs, can't get it to go. Link had the rebound, and then he was fouled by Gage. It'll be Gage's first, team's third, with 7:21 to play in the opening half of play. Girls' quarterfinal coming up next. It'll be North Mac and Southwestern. Gary Boker will have the call from Ben Gill Elementary. They're playing the girls' quarterfinals at Ben Gill tonight, the boys' quarterfinals here at the famed pit. in the backcourt. Oberg fouled, and Casey Schultes didn't like the time. He'll take a timeout. 7-10 for the first half. Southwestern leading Gillespie 5-4. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. So following the Miners' timeout, Gillespie will have the basketball in the backcourt, facing full court pressure from Southwestern. Low scoring ball game, 5-4. We've played almost 9 minutes. In the backcourt, Baglin gets it to Obergfell. Link, middle of the floor to Ubelt. He's got numbers if he hurries, and he's going to be rejected back there. Great recovery by Lane Gage. We'll get a jump ball, and Gillespie is going to keep it on the arrow, but that was a great recovery from Lane Gage as the pass from Link to Ubelt looked like it was going to be a runout for Brian Ubelt, but Gage was able to recover. On the baseline, Link gets it into Obergfell, muscles it up. No, good defense in there by Ryan Lois. He pulls down the rebound into the hands of Carson Cooley. Cooley leaves it off for Gage. That 2-3 zone for Gillespie. On the sideline, Robinson almost had it knocked away by Baglin. Getting a little chippy out there between the Birds and the Miners as Baglin and Robinson came together that time a little bit. Sideline trigger for Gage. Gets it in to Cooley. Carson Cooley, top of the key to Robinson. On the left wing, Lois, three, canned it. Ryan Lois knocks down the three ball for the Pius Allbirds, and they lead it 8-4, 6.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Wargo. His pass tipped on the sideline, stolen. Seventh Gillespie turnover. Here comes Gage. Bounce pass, Robinson, layup, good. Good basketball right there as Gage waited to the last possible moment, forced the defender to make the choice. Then he slipped it off to Robinson for the easy deuce. 10-4 Southwestern, 6-10 first half. Here's Wargo into the front court. Tries to go behind his back, lost the handle, turned over, picked up by Gage. He has something to say to Wargo. On the baseline, Robinson off the back iron too strong. Offensive rebound to Lois. Kicks it out to Gage on the left wing now. Into the hands of Cooley. He'll fire for three, missed it. Offensive rebound to Lois, counted, and the foul for Ryan Lois. And Lois has 5 points off the Southwestern bench here in the second quarter, and it's 12-4 Pius Allbirds. Bryce Boost to the table. He's going to check in, replacing Wargo. That last foul went on Baglin. That's his second. All sorts of substitutions here for Southwestern. Quentin Strobeck returns. Logan Keith onto the floor for the first time, 6'2 sophomore. And then the Dar boys return, Rocky and Charlie. Rocky's a 5'10 sophomore. Charlie, a 6'1 senior. Lois completes the old-fashioned three-point play off the bench, and he's the leading scorer in the ball game with those 6 points. 13-4 Birds lead. Middle of the floor, Gillespie breaks the pressure with Ubelt. Almost had it taken away from behind by Dar. Never saw him coming, but he just picked up his dribble just in the nick of time. Here's Link on the right wing. Cameron Link drives baseline. Got too far under the rim. Couldn't get it to go, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Rocky Dar, lead pass in the front court to Charlie Dar. Right back to the Rock now, 5:20 for the first half. He leaves it out, volleyball spike line extended for Strobeck. In the corner it goes to Logan Keith, right back to Strobeck now. Puts it on the deck, contact, plays through it, and draws the foul. They will get Baglin on the personal. That'll be the sixth team foul on Gillespie and the third personal on Joseph Baglin. The Cavaliers are in the house. The Bunker Hill Minutemen arrived earlier. They will be the 7:30 boys game here at the Pit. That's a 4-5 matchup with Carlinville being the 4 seed. 5-10 for the first half. Here's Lois. Gets it off to Rocky Dar. Rocky Dar will bring it back out near midcourt. Reset things. On the bounce pass, leaves it off for Strobeck. Right back to Rocky in the corner to Charlie. Return pass to Rocky. Right back to Dar in the corner it goes. Charlie surveys. And he'll get it out to Rocky, volleyball spike line. Rocky Dar to the free throw line, slip pass to Lois, off to Charlie for three. Yes, pure for Charlie Dar, his second triple. He has six, and it's 16-4, Pius Allbirds. It was a nice offensive possession, now a steal by Strobeck. Quentin Strobeck spinning, kept his pivot foot, fades too strong. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by the Birds, and Lois, his follow won't go. And on the rebound, we got a foul on Southwestern. Gillespie substitution, Gavin Griffith returns, replacing Hans Bein. The foul on the Piasaw Birds whistled on Charlie Darr. That's his first. It is 16-4 Southwestern. They've outscored the Miners here 11-0 in the quarter. Here's Ubelt, middle of the floor. Now he's into the coffin corner, but he's not trapped. Picked up his dribble, and he'll get it off to Obergfell. Skip pass to Griffith. Gavin on the left wing, puts it on the deck. Bounce pass, top of the key to Obergfell. Down on the block to Bryce Boose. Boose elevates, and he's blocked from behind, but foul. Two free throws coming for Bryce Boose. They are going to get Strobeck with the personal. Fifth team foul on Southwestern. Second personal on Quentin Strobeck. At the free throw line, the 6'1 sophomore, Bryce Boose. Toss, good. First point for Bryce. First point of the quarter for Gillespie. Miners led this game 4-2. Second toss is no good. Rebound is last touch by Gillespie. Halfway through quarter number two, a 16-5 Southwestern lead. Winner of this game into the semifinals on Wednesday night, where they will face Staunton. Bulldogs knocked off Mount Olive earlier tonight, 33-28. Technically an upset by the Seeds, but there will be no upsets in this tournament. It is wide open. Here is Bullion spinning at the right elbow and knocking it down. Hank Bullion has his first bucket. 18-5, Birds with the lead, Miners with the ball. In the backcourt with Colin Obergfell, gets it off to Cameron Link. Link comes into the front court, spinning away from trouble, and a reach-in foul on Rocky Darr. Team sixth foul, first on Rocky. For the Birds, Lane Gage going to return, 5'9 junior replacing Rocky Darr. Gillespie ball on the baseline. It'll be Cameron Link to throw it in, but we're going to get our mask timeout. 3:32 for the first half. Southwestern leading Gillespie 18-5. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Southwestern leading Gillespie 18-5 here at the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Back to a bracket this year as we have seven teams on the boys' side, seven teams on the girls' side, as the Mount Olive co-op with Staunton was dissolved. So Mount Olive fielding boys and girls teams here at the county for the first time in a number of years. Gavin Griffith on the baseline, gets it in the right corner to Cameron Link. Link high above his head and surveys. Gets it out front to Tristan Wargo. Back to Link. He'll fire a three. Yes, for Cameron Link. Link with five. Hit that off the right wing. 18-8. Southwestern with the lead and the ball. 3:10 first half. Here's Lane Gage. Gets it in the corner to Carson Cooley. Cooley, bounce pass across the head of the key into the hands of Charlie Darr. Charlie Darr now off to Gage. In the corner to Carson Cooley. Thought about the three. Decides against it. He'll bring it back out front near the midcourt stripe and hand it off to Lane Gage. Gillespie still in that 2-3 zone, but they have extended the top of that out to try to pester these Southwestern guards. Now a reach-in foul on Bryce Boose out there on the left wing. That'll be his second. Team's seventh. And that will put the Miners over the foul limit and send Southwestern to the charity stripe. At the free throw line, Charlie Darr. Free throw for Charlie is short, and the rebound down to Griffith. And Gillespie throws it away, coming up the floor as that was Hank Bullion harassing Cameron Link that time. And the Miners turn it over, by my count, their 10th turnover of the half. Birds get it in to Cooley. Off to Gage in the corner to Darr. He tried an entry pass, but it wasn't hard enough and it's turned over. Fifth Bird turnover. Good anticipation that time from Cameron Link. Link now brings it across the timeline himself. Checked out there by Hank Bullion. Top of the key to Obergfell. On the left wing with Wargo. Down to Boose. Bryce Boose tried to bounce through a double team. Lost it. Turned it over. And the Birds will slow it up to 15 for the first half. Lane Gage into the front court. On the dribble just across the timeline. Keeps the bounce alive. Right wing cut off by Wargo. Crossing over on Wargo, now hesitation into the right corner. Picks up the dribble. He'll leave it off for Bullion. Hank Bullion, right baseline, top of the key it goes to Charlie Darr. Bounce pass to Carson Cooley, left wing. Skip pass right wing to Gage. 110 seconds for the first half of play. A 10-point Southwestern lead. Cooley back between the circles, directs some traffic. Gage now on the right wing on the baseline to Bullion. Back to Gage, into the hands of Charlie Darr. Bounce pass high post to Logan Keith. Kicks it to Cooley, baseline jump shot no good. Rebound tapped around, and Cooley will track it down out near midcourt. He leaves it for Bullion, 16-footer, no. We got a foul on Gillespie fighting for rebound position. Eighth team foul on the Miners, as Brian Ubelt and Cade Nobrickfeld will return for Gillespie. And back on the floor for Southwestern, Ryan Lois and Quentin Strobeck. That foul on the Miners whistled on Gavin Griffith, his first. Gillespie over the limit, trying to figure out who the shooter is, and it will be Carson Cooley for the one and bonus. Carson with 2 points tonight. Just the second free throw attempt for the Birds here in the half. First free throw is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Gillespie with a lost it, picked up off the deck by Gage. And the Birds now can reset with 80 seconds for the first half. Up by 10 with possession. Here's Lane Gage out of the volleyball spike line. Leaves it out near midcourt to Strobeck. Into the hands of Carson Cooley. Cooley on the bounce. Reverses field, now keeps the dribble alive as Southwestern just working some clock here. As we approach the final minute of the first half. Skip pass to Strobeck. Passed on the three, put it on the deck, cut off the baseline nicely by Obergfell. Back between the circles to Cooley. Into the hands of Gage, skip pass to Cooley. Dumps it on the block to Lois, rises off the window too strong. Bullion had the rebound, lost it. He's to the deck, pokes it free and picked up there by Lane Gage. Great hustle by Hank Bullion. Keeps the possession alive. Free Strobeck for three. Yes, cashed it in. Quentin Strobeck, his first bucket, all thanks to the hustle of Hank Bullion. 21-8, half a minute for the first half. Miners needed to get it across the timeline. They do so with Link. He lost the bounce off his leg, but picks it up before it goes out of bounds. 20 seconds for the half. Here's Wargo. Tried to go between his legs, went nowhere. Staying right with him is Lane Gage. Well, that's a great defense by Gage, moving his feet out front. Here's Ubelt with eight at the right elbow. Leaves it for Obergfell with five beyond the three-point line. High post to Link with three. Cameron forces the three short, and that's the half. Boy, that was stifling defense from Southwestern at the end of the half, and Lane Gage, Duke style, slaps his hands on the floor as they head to the locker room. A strong second quarter for Southwestern. The Birds led 5-4 after one. As we go to the locker room after two quarters, Southwestern leads Gillespie 21-8. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Well, we are just about set for the start of the third quarter here as Gillespie, they just got out of the locker room. They didn't get really hardly any time to get any shots up here before the start of the second half. It'll be the Piasaw Birds to get the basketball first, leading 21-8. Love this venue, love this tournament. And this is one of those tournaments, it's not in terms of the quality of teams, let's just be honest. It's not what it used to be by any stretch, but it is still a fun week of basketball with County bragging rights on the line. Birds have the lead and the ball. They get it to start the third quarter. Here's Carson Cooley on the floor with Hank Bullion, Quentin Strobeck, Colin Robinson, and Lane Gage. It'll be Bullion off the baseline from 15, no. And on the rebound, Gage and Obergfell locked up. They'll get a personal foul on Lane Gage. First foul of the half, second personal on Gage. On the floor for Gillespie, you have Colin Obergfell, Brian Ubelt, Tristan Wargo, Joseph Baglin, and Cameron Link. Full court pressure from the Birds. That bothered Gillespie in the first half. Here's Link in the backcourt. Gets it off to Obergfell. They're into the front court with a pass to Baglin. He gets it off to Wargo. Tristan Wargo on the left wing. Leaves it back now for Link. Cameron Link wants to attack. Left elbow cut off. Leaves it for Obergfell. Into the hands of Wargo. Absorbs the contact and draws the foul. Gage seems perplexed by the call, but if that's not a foul, I don't know what is. Second team foul on Southwestern here in the opening 40 seconds of the half, and it's the third personal on Lane Gage. That'll get Rocky Darr to the table. He'll check in after this first free throw from Wargo, which is good. Wargo's first point tonight, the young sophomore. So Gage will have to sit with those three personals. Well, he picked up two in 39 seconds. That's frustrating. Second free throw for Tristan is off the mark, no good. What a rebound for Strobeck as he came crashing in to secure that rebound. Here's Carson Cooley between the circles. Cooley on the bounce, being met up there in that 2-3 zone by Ubelt and Wargo. Cooley dumps it to Rocky Dar. Miscommunication there. Rocky just threw it away. He anticipating something that wasn't there. Link is going to go up, and he's fouled by Rocky Dar. Second on Dar, third team foul of the half already on Southwestern, and it will send Cameron Link to the free throw line. So we've played 59 seconds in the quarter. Southwestern already three team fouls. Free throw for Link is no good. But for Gillespie, got to capitalize at the foul line with the clock stopped. 21-9, Southwestern with the lead. So Rocky Dar will sit, and Ryan Lois will come onto the floor. He had good minutes in that first half for Jason Dar. Second free throw for Link. He overcorrected too strong. Rebound tapped around and pulled down by Strobeck. Carson Cooley, the ball in his hands as he comes into the front court. Big orange basketball in the midcourt circle here at the pit in Gillespie. Here's Cooley on the cross-court pass. Kicks it back to Strobeck. Open for three. Missed it badly. Way too strong. Rebound to the floor, though. Picked up by Lois at the free throw line. That ball rolled all the way out to the foul line. Picked up there by Ryan Lois. Birds can reset. Cooley gets it off to Strobeck. Knives through. Hangs. Left it short. Rebound down to Cameron Link. 21-9. Southwestern leads. Gillespie has the ball. Here comes Wargo. Leaves it in the corner. Oberkfell. Little ball fake. Up top it goes to Cameron Link. Checked there by Bullion and the Birds man-to-man. Link crossed over, lost it off his foot, but picked up by Wargo on the left wing. Tristan Wargo leads it off for Oberkfell. Into the hands now of Baglin. Back to Wargo. He'll fire for three off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Quentin Strobeck for the Piasaw Birds. We've played 2 minutes, second half, 21-9. Southwestern with the lead. They led 21-8 at the break. Here's Strobeck. Nice feed down to Cooley. A diagonal pass. Carson lays it up and in. 4 points for Carson Cooley. Strobeck split the double with one bounce, but then a diagonal pass down to the left block to Carson Cooley. Here's Ubelt. He's going to be trapped out at the volleyball spike line. Gets it away to Oberkfell. Into the hands of Link. Off to Baglin. Joseph turns, attacks, blocked from behind by Strobeck. Charlie Dar going to check in for Southwestern. He'll replace Colin Robinson. When Jason Dar wasn't kidding, he's just rolling his Piasaw Birds in and out. Oh, a heads-up play for Link as Bullion had his back to the out-of-bounds man, and Link just threw it off the back of Bullion, corralled it, attacked, and drew the foul. You don't see that play as much as he used to, but always a smart play. The foul on Bullion, his first, but already four team fouls on Southwestern. We haven't played 3 minutes in the second half. Free throw for Link is good. Cameron has 6 points, now 1-3 at the charity stripe. Pointing for Gillespie, a golden opportunity with potentially a bunch of free throws in the second half. Gets them both, does Cameron. He's got 7 for the ball game, 23-11. Piasaw Birds lead. They have the basketball. Into the front court, Carson Cooley. Cooley leaves it on the left wing for Strobeck. Almost had it jarred loose by Ubelt. Good defense there. That's a double dribble. Yep. 7th turnover on Southwestern. Strobeck had it knocked away, so he lost his dribble. But he tried to bounce again, and that's an easy call there. Good defense out front by Brian Ubelt. So Gillespie a little more pep to their step here in the opening moments of the third quarter. Southwestern looks a little complacent at the moment. Here's Ubelt. In the front court it goes to Baglin. Gets it off to Ubelt. Back to Wargo. Tristan all the way to the rim. Scoop shot. Missed it. And he got away with one there. Comes back in. Picks it up and lays it in. Tristan Wargo with 3. He was out of bounds and he stepped back in. Was the first to touch and had not reestablished himself. Gillespie got away with that one. 23-13. The lead is down to 10. Here's Cooley. Left wing goes to Strobeck. And a reach-in foul on Ubelt. Hey, what, that was just good timing from Strobeck. He sensed Ubelt was going to reach in there, and as Ubelt was reaching in, Strobeck just kind of drop step towards Bryan, created the contact, and drew the foul. That was a smart play. First foul on Ubelt. 4:35 for the third quarter. 23-13 Southwestern. Here's Charlie Darr up top to Strobeck. On the left wing, Carson Cooley for three. Missed it. Long rebound out to Strobeck. Southwestern can reset. Into the hands of Carson Cooley. To the foul line, cut off. Charlie Darr open for three. Yes, Charlie Darr knocks down the right wing triple. He's got nine. That's his third three of the ball game off the Southwestern bench. 26-13. Miners break the pressure. Wargo attacks and draws the foul on Hank Bullion. He tried to take the charge, but was a little bit late. For Bullion, his second, team's fifth. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners and Cameron Link. Link gets it in near corner to Ubelt. Bryan puts it on the deck, rises, right block too strong off the window. Oberkfell and Bullion tied up, and the arrow will keep it with Gillespie. Good effort from both young men right there. 4:04 for the first half, 26-13, Southwestern with the lead. Big second quarter, put the Birds in front, outscored Gillespie 16-4 in the second. Ubelt's three ball is short, and the rebound down to Carson Cooley. Here comes Cooley, all the way to the rim, and a block on the Miners. Good, strong take that time from Carson Cooley. They're going to get Wargo on the personal. That's his first. A little more than halfway through the third quarter. 3:55 for the third, 26-13, Southwestern with the lead. Free throws for Carson Cooley, the 6'1 senior. Has 4 points tonight, make it five. He's now 1 of 2 at the line. And we're going to get an official timeout here. 3:55 for the third quarter. Southwestern 27, Gillespie 13. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' quarterfinal action with Southwestern leading Gillespie 27-13. Our next broadcast, we will shift venues to Bengill Elementary for the girls' quarterfinal. It'll be North Mac and Southwestern. Gary Boker will have the call. Gabe Osborne will be producing back at our WSMI studios. And thank you very much to Jennifer, to Gabe, and later on this week, Levi Ubelt for their assistance with this Macoupin County coverage here on WSMI on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Cooley's free throw is no good, but Bullion muscles the rebound hard of the lane, goes up and under, and draws the foul. He'll be to the free throw line. A 6-foot junior, Hank Bullion, that personal foul on Colin Oberkfell. His second free throw for Bullion is no good. The free throw shooting has left a little bit to be desired on both sides here tonight. But that's not just this game, is it? That's kind of just basketball in general. I don't care the level. High school, college, or pro. Bullion misses the pair. And the rebound down to the Miners. They're hanging around here. Down 14, 3:45. Link attacks. Tough shot, missed it straight on. And the rebound down to Bullion. Hank Bullion double-teamed on the rebound. And Jason Darr going to get a timeout. 3:39 for the third quarter. Southwestern leading Gillespie 27-13. Timeout on the floor. Back to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament after this one message. Following the Southwestern timeout, Piasaw Birds have the basketball up 14 points, 27-13. Well, it just feels like Gillespie has cut into this lead in the third quarter, but they've actually seen the lead grow. It was 21-8 at the half. It's 27-13 now. Here's Carson Cooley bouncing out near midcourt, gets it off to Bullion in the high post. Back to Carson, across the floor to Charlie Darr. In the corner, Lois, three ball, missed it all. And the rebound down to Ubelt, and he's fouled in there as they're going to get Strobeck. Sixth team foul on the Birds of Southwestern, and the third personal on Quentin Strobeck. 3:22 for the third quarter of play. Full court pressure now for Southwestern as Gillespie in the backcourt with Ubelt. Into the hands of Cameron Link. Underneath his own basket, gets it off to Ubelt. Now Bryan up the sideline, cut off, still in the backcourt. And he's into the front court now with the pass to Hansbein. He gets it down on the baseline to Wargo, rejected by Quentin Strobeck. A nice block in there by the 6-foot junior Quentin Strobeck. Wargo thought he had an easy one. 3 minutes, third quarter. Here's Cooley. leaves it off for Strobeck. Back to Cooley it goes on the left wing. Across the floor in the corner to Charlie Darr. Charlie off to Strobeck, penetrates, kicks. Cooley, yes, from 15 off the elbow. Carson Cooley with 7 points. And the lead is 16-4 Southwestern, 29-13. They beat Gillespie by 4 here at this gym back on December 10th. A 16-point lead right now and a steal by Strobeck, but he can't keep himself in bounds as he went sliding into the Southwestern bench there. He just could not get stopped in time, but the good anticipation forces Gillespie with a sideline trigger. Gavin Griffith will return for the Miners. Bryce Hansbein also back on the floor for Gillespie. As Bryce Boos will get it in to Brian Ubelt. Ubelt, a 6-foot junior, into the front court. With the left-hand dribble, brings it into the left corner. Out front it goes to Wargo. Tristan, bounce pass down to Griffith. A lot of congestion there, but it's off of Southwestern. It'll be Gillespie ball. That was a tough pass. Not a lot of room to get that ball through. Gavin Griffith looking. Still looking. Outlet to Bryce Boos, left wing. On the right wing now with Ubelt. On the baseline to Gavin Griffith. Into the triple threat position. Gets a ball screen from Hansbein. Gets it out between the circles now to Wargo. Tristan Wargo on the bounce. Cut off. Leaves the top of the key for Griffith. Bounced off his shin but goes right to Hansbein. That frees up Wargo for three. Yes, for Tristan Wargo. 6 for Wargo. Give the hockey assist to Gavin Griffith off his shin right to Hansbein, who hit Wargo, who buried the three ball. 29-16. Here's Charlie Darr for the answer. Missed it. And the rebound down to Griffith for the Miners. Can Gillespie get a little run here in the final 95 seconds of quarter number 3? Nope. Griffith lost the handle. It bounced right over his shoulder and picked up by the Birds and Ryan Lois. Now Cooley will slow it up. He just now crosses the timeline. Left wing with Colin Robinson. Robinson in the corner. It goes to Lois. Top of the key between the circles to Carson Cooley. 73 seconds for the third quarter. Birds taking their time here, showing the patience, leading 29-16. Just a little two-man game out front now with Robinson and Cooley. Robinson holding back into the hands of Cooley now. Carson Cooley right back to Robinson inside of a minute to play in the third quarter. Here's Cooley. Volleyball spike line extended. Back between the circles it goes to Robinson. Colin Robinson on the bounce. Proby now picks up the dribble. He needs some assistance. Long pass in the right corner to Charlie Darr. That was a good catch over there in traffic. Back into the hands of Robinson. 33 seconds for the third quarter. Can the Birds work off the final minute plus? Hard to do. Here's Boulian right back to Cooley. Checks the clock with 25. That zone is extended out right now for Gillespie. Yes, Cooley handling out near midcourt with 15. Carson on the bounce with 12. Gets past Wargo to the foul line. Rises and hits. Yes, for Carson Cooley. He's got 9. 5 seconds for the quarter. Gillespie needs to get it into Griffith. Now it's off to Wargo. Three quarters court will come up short. And after three quarters here in this boys' quarterfinal from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, it is Southwestern 31, Gillespie 16, back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. A final from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Gateway Legacy knocks off Hillsborough tonight 68-52. Earlier, Nokomis beat Civic Memorial 50-36, and Taylorville beat Litchfield 65-55. Here at the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, boys quarterfinal earlier today, Staunton beat Mount Olive 33-28. And as we go to the money quarter here, Southwestern leading Gillespie 31-16. Rocky Darr has the basketball out front for the Birds. Girls quarterfinals from the county earlier, Carthenville beat Mount Olive 62-14. Gillespie put in a running clock on Bunker Hill over at Ben Gill right now. As Gary Boker standing by, he'll have the call of Southwestern and North Mac girls quarterfinal play coming up as soon as we're done here from the pit. Gary's waiting in the wings over at Ben Gill. The foul on Gillespie whistled on Brian Ubelt, and it will send Charlie Darr to the free throw line. Toss, good. 10 points for Charlie Darr off the Southwestern bench. He's hit 3 triples, now a foul shot. Southwestern doubling up Gillespie, 32-16. Second free throw for Darr is good. He has 11 points. That leads all scorers in the ball game. He will check out. Quentin Strobeck back on the floor. So the Birds have Rocky Dar, Ryan Lois, Quentin Strobeck, Hank Bullion, and Lane Gage. As the Miners facing full court pressure, Cameron Link, and we've got offensive on Cameron Link as he just bowled over Rocky Dar that time. As Link is listed at 6'4", Rocky listed at 5'10", and the way that worked, the shoulder of Link kind of got right into the neck region of Rocky Dar. Nothing malicious there, just big man found little man, and the little man drew the foul. On the floor for Gillespie, Obergefell, Link, Ubelt, Baglin, and Wargo. Away from the basketball, we've got a whistle and foul. It is on Gillespie. They're going to get Obergefell. That will be the sixth team foul of the half on Gillespie. Southwestern also has been whistled for 16 fouls, but three of those came in the opening minute of the third quarter. Baseline trigger for the Birds. Rocky Dar gets it in. Now Rocky all the way on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Hank Bullion. Bullion right back to Rocky Dar. Into the triple threat position. Leaves it off for Ryan Lois. Lois now right wing up top to Bullion. Into the hands of Rocky Dar. That pass tipped. Finds its way to Strobeck. 6:55 for the ball game. 33-16 Southwestern. Gillespie led early, 4-2. Southwestern took the lead and hasn't given it up. Here's Dar. Nice ball fake, and he'll be to the free throw line. He got two Gillespie defenders in the air with that fake. And they're going to get Obergefell on the personal. That'll be his fourth, team's seventh. Southwestern North Mac girls coming up next from Ben Gill Elementary, live here on WSMI FM 106. Girls semifinals live tomorrow night beginning at 6 o'clock here on WSMI as Rocky Dar's free throw is off the mark, no good. Boys semifinals live on Wednesday night here on WSMI. Third place games for girls and boys live on Thursday, and then the girls and boys championships live on Friday night. All the action from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament live here on WSMI FM 106.1. Rocky Dar misses the pair. That one was off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to the Miners. Here's Cameron Link, top of the key, working on Bullion. Bullion does a nice job to move his feet and stay in front. Here's Wargo. Right wing, leaves it on the bounce to Baglin. Baglin finds a slashing Ubelt, rejected by Strobeck. Woo! That's the second block he's had tonight. Here comes Quentin into the front court. Hesitation, got to the rim, lost his footing, and able to get it away. Rocky Dar, top of the key, three, missed it. Off the feed from Gage, and the rebound down to Cameron Link. 6 minutes, 10 seconds for the ball game. Here's Baglin driving baseline, and he's fouled in there by Lois. That'd be the 17th foul on Southwestern, first personal on Ryan Lois. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on WSMI. A lot of the mid-season tournaments happening this week. Might be more tournaments this week than holiday tournament week. Free throw is short. So Baglin bent over at the knee. Will get his second toss. He's exhausted. Second toss is no good. Hit a lot of the iron but wouldn't stay down. Rebound down to the Birds. Here's Rocky Dar. Across the timeline for the Piasaw Birds. On the left wing it goes to Quentin Strobeck. Last time the county was here at the pit, Southwestern won the whole darn thing. 5:50 for the ball game. And losing the handle out of bounds that time was Lane Gage. Eight turnover on Southwestern unofficially. 5:48 for the ball game. Here's Ubelt racing into the front court. He's going to be trapped on the sideline. He's in trouble, and Casey Schultz is going to get the timeout. 5:40 to play. Southwestern 33, Gillespie 16. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize back inside the pit here at Gillespie High School, night one of the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament. In boys' quarterfinal play earlier today, Staunton beat Mount Olive 33-28. Girls' quarterfinal action saw Carthenville knock off Mount Olive 62-14. Gillespie has a running clock on Bunker Hill right now over at Ben Gill in the second girls' quarterfinal. And here in our second boys' quarter, Southwestern in control, leading 33-16 over the host Miners, 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Loser of this game will go into the fifth place bracket. Winner of this game will face Staunton in the semifinals on Wednesday as Link just bullies his way down on the block, working against Bullion, muscles it up and in, 9 for Cameron Link. Then Southwestern nearly turned it over on the inbound as Gillespie came with some quick full court pressure there. They fall back into the half court. They're man-to-man now, 33-18, 5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Bullion, nice pass down to the left block, coolly off the window, it's good. That was a nice find by Hank Bullion. 35-18, Southwestern with the lead. Gillespie has the ball. Here's Ubelt, top of the key. Leaves it off to Wargo. Tristan Wargo. Surveying the floor, works right side, spins back middle, leaves it for Baglin. Left elbow off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Strobeck for the Birds. He leaves it for Carson Cooley. Carson pushing into the front court to Charlie Darr. Charlie now pulls it back, resets between the circles with Strobeck. Off to Carson Cooley, 4:20 to play in the ball game. Here's Bowie, another nice find to Cooley. Ball fake, got Link in the air and draws the foul. Nice job by Carson Cooley. He'll be at the free throw line. Cooley tonight has 11 points. He is 1 of 3 from the foul line. And North Mac has won the last 3 county championships. Southwestern, the last team other than North Mac to win the county. That was on this floor back in 2017. Free throw is good for Carson Cooley. If I remember right, yeah, in 2016, Gillespie beat Southwestern at Southwestern. Gillespie, then the next year, Gillespie hosting Southwestern beat Gillespie. Free throw good for Charlie Darr. Check that for Carson Cooley. He's got a Baker's dozen. 37-18, halfway through the money quarter. Baglin into the front court. Leaves it back for Cameron Link. Here's Cameron on the right wing. Spinning on Bullion, gets to the free throw line, absorbs some contact, plays through. Tried to dump it down to Ubelt. It's tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Gillespie. 3:53 to play in the ball game, and we will get our fourth quarter chin strap timeout. 37-18, Southwestern with the lead. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Coming up next, we will shift venues, same tournament, different venue, as the girls' quarterfinals being played at Ben Gill Elementary School tonight. Gary Boker standing by. He'll have the call of North Mac and Southwestern as soon as we're done here on the boys' side with Southwestern and Gillespie. The Piasaw Birds leading Gillespie 37-18. Staunton awaits the winner after the Bulldogs knocked off second-seeded Mount Olive 33-28 earlier today. Again, though, all 7 of these teams evenly matched. You probably put North Mac a tick above everybody else, but the other 6, throw them in a hat, and it just depends who shows up on a given night. Link attacks and draws the foul. He'll get 2 tosses. It will make itself, should, for a competitive week of basketball here at the county. The foul on Hank Bullion, his 3rd. Link's free throw is off the heel and no good. 9 points for Cameron Link as he is 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Clock stopped with 3:44 to play. Second toss is good for Cameron Link. He has 10. Makes it 37-19 Southwestern. And the Miners now going to set up with full court pressure. Into Strobeck. Quinton races up the sideline, keeps the dribble alive, gets it off to Charlie Darr. Back into the hands now of Carson Cooley. 3.5 minutes to play. Girls quarterfinal action coming up next here on WSMI, North Mac and Southwestern. Gary Boker will have the live call when we're done here from the pit. He's over at Ben Gill. On the attack, Cooley gets by his defender. Layup countered on the foul for Carson Cooley. Boy, a beautiful hesitation bounce off that left wing gave him the step he needed on Colin Obergefell. That'll be the fourth personal on Obergefell, I do believe. Or maybe it'll be the fifth personal on Obergefell. It will be. So Colin has fouled out tonight. As he's replaced by Cameron Link, who came off the floor for about as short of a time as you can. So one free throw for Carson, missed it. And the rebound down to the Miners. 39-19, the lead has swelled to 20. Here's Ubelt for Gillespie. Gets it off to Wargo. Wargo probing, spinning, and forcing it up out of bounds. It'll belong to Southwestern. Great defense in there by Carson Cooley. He just went straight up, never left his feet, stayed vertical, and forced the errant shot from Gillespie. 3 minutes to play ball game. Miners showing full court pressure in the backcourt with Bullion. Long pass in the front court to Charlie Darr. Bounce pass, Cooley, layup good. Carson Cooley now with 17 points for the Pius Allbirds. 41-19 Southwestern. They have pulled away. 2:40 for the ballgame. Ubelt on the right wing dumps it down to Cameron Link. Link now on the baseline, turns and faces on Bullion and draws the foul. For Hank Bullion, that's going to be his fourth, team's ninth. And it'll stop the clock with 2:35 to play. And it will send Cameron Link to the free throw line. Cameron tonight, 10 points. He'll get two tosses here. Toss is good. 11 now for Link. Bunker Hill Carlinville coming up next here at the pit in our final boys' quarterfinal game of the night. Second free throw is too strong. Rebound down to Charlie Darr for Southwestern. We'll have the Southwestern North Mac girls quarterfinal game as soon as we're done here from the pit. Cooley missed the shot, got the rebound, then took a whack across the face. That was a painful offensive rebound for Carson Cooley. They will get Ubelt on the personal. 2:25 to play. Carson Cooley at the free throw line. Substitutions at the table. They were confirming it was two shots. They must have called that foul on the floor, but it's a 10th team foul on Gillespie. Free throw for Carson is good. Cooley has 18 points, 11 here in the money quarter. Gavin Griffith returns for the Miners, replacing Joseph Baglin. And for Southwestern, let's see, Logan Keith is set to come in. Lane Gage has returned to the action for the Pius Allbirds as Cooley's second free throw rattles it down, 19 for Carson Cooley. Rocky Darr comes back on as well as Cooley is off. Bullion comes off. He had a nice ball game here tonight. You know, he didn't score. No, check that. Hank Bullion scored 2 points, but his fingerprints were on this ball game from the get-go. Southwestern showing some full court pressure here. This will just be more token pressure to slow Gillespie up the floor. 2:20 for the ball game. 43-20, Birds with the lead. Stay tuned, Southwestern North Mac girls coming up as soon as we are done. We will go from the pit to Ben Gill. Here's Cameron Link. He'll rise for three, top of the key, missed it. Rebound down to Southwestern. And Quentin Strobeck, he gets it off to Rocky Darr. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. It'll be Southwestern's second win of the year over Gillespie, beating him back on December 10th by four. Much bigger margin here tonight. They're up by 23 inside of 2 minutes and a block on Gavin Griffith. And Casey Schulte is going to empty his bench now after this first free throw from Lane Gage. That foul on Ubelt was his third. Gage at the free throw line. He has not scored tonight. He'll get two tosses. Free throw is no good, rattled out. So a new five on the floor for Gillespie. Hansbein checks back in. Jack Kaler is into the action, a 6'1 freshman. Caden Obergefell returns, a 6-foot junior. Looks like Hayden Helmkamp is on the floor as well, the 6'1 junior, and Bryce Hansbein is back into the action. And we got a Southwestern substitution as well. That's Parker Lamar, 5'11 sophomore, checking in, and Ian Brantley, a 6'4 freshman, gets on the floor here tonight. Minute 49 to play. Free throw for Lane Gage here, his second toss. Left it short, rebound down to Hansbein. 105 seconds to play. As soon as we're done here, right off to Ben Gill we go for a girls' quarterfinal matchup between North Mac and Southwestern. In the corner with Helmkamp. Off to Kaler now, top of the key. Jack Kaler attacks off the window. It's good for Jack Kaler. Nice strong dribble drive there off the right side. 85 seconds to play. 43-22 Southwestern. So it'll be the Piasaw Birds and the Staunton Bulldogs in the semifinals on Wednesday night. That will be the second semifinal at 7:30. Top-seeded North Mac, they await the winner of the next boys matchup between Carletonville and Bunker Hill. Girls semifinals tomorrow night live here on FM 106. Boys semifinals Wednesday night live here on WQSMI. Coverage all week long beginning just in front of 6 o'clock. Into the final minute, 43-22. Kaler deflects that ball right back into the hands of Logan Keith. Southwestern will reset things as that is Lane Gage on the bounce out near midcourt. Carson Cooley, the leading scorer tonight with 19 points for Southwestern, as the Birds will improve to 7-12 on the year. And again, they will be into the semifinals to take on Staunton Wednesday night. Staunton beat Mount Olive earlier tonight, 33-28. 25 seconds for the ball game. Rocky Dar out near midcourt on the bounce. Southwestern is going to be able to dribble the rest of this quarterfinal away. They led 21-8 at the half, and they're going to win it 43-22 here tonight as the Piasaw Birds will meet Staunton in the semifinals of the county on Wednesday night. 43-22 the final. Southwestern knocks off Gillespie. My name is Tim Mize. That's going to do it from the pit.